me no stinking edit. Welcome, listeners, to the Audio Mug Podcast Show. Today on Coffee Thoughts, we're stirring something a little bit simpler, but deeper. The theme, finding warmth in originality. Because sometimes the best brews aren't fancy, imported, or complex. Sometimes the best ones are right there, in the chip mug, in the quiet moment, in a smell of something familiar that reminds you you are still here, but still human, still sipping life one warm drop at a time. You ever notice how the original has a way of sneaking up on you? Like you're standing in your kitchen waiting for your coffee to brew, staring at absolutely nothing, and somehow that's when you feel something real. Not excitement, not drama, just warmth. We spent so much time of our life chasing that next big thing, the next breakthrough, the next like, the next version of ourselves that we're all familiar, the next version of ourselves that we're finally made it. But if you zoom out a little bit, you realize most of your peace doesn't come from the big moments. It comes from the original ones. Like the hum of a refrigerator, like the flick of a candle, the sound of our own breath when the world finally shuts up for a minute. That warmth, that real. Now, let me confess something. I once tried to make every morning special, like I was trying to film my own motivational coffee commercial. I lit a candle, played smooth jazz, and poured my coffee in a slow motion, thinking I was about to have some life-changing sips. Then the cat jumped on the counter, the coffee splashed, the jazz cut out because the Bluetooth speaker connected to my neighbor's television, and the only warmth I felt was frustration. But then, later that same morning, I sat down, same mug, same mess, and took one unexpected original sip, and it was perfect. No filters, no setup, just me in the moment. And that's when it hit me. The best moments don't need production. They need precision. Finding warmth in the original is really about relearning how to see it. When you slow down long enough, the small stuff stops looking small. That chip mug, it's seen your best ideas in your worst days. The same street you walk every day, it's full of stories. You've never noticed that morning routine, you're sick of it. It's secretly the rhythm keeps your sanity intact. See, we underestimate the original because it doesn't determine attention. But that's the kicker. It doesn't need to. It's already showing up quietly, faithfully, like the steam that always rises when the cup meets the pour. And that's the kind of consistency that heals us. Not the mountaintop wins, but the daily warmth that doesn't need applause. Think about this. A cup of coffee left untouched gets cold, but notice it failed, but because it needs attention. Same goes your peace, your gratitude, your sense of joy. If you ignore the original too long, it cools down. You have to sip it while it's there, even if it's not perfect, even if it's not how you'd imagine it. There's a kind of sacred timing in the mundane. Every small thing, the smell of rain, the hum of the heater, the click of your keyboard, it's a reminder that you're alive right now. Not someday, now, when things are getting better, right now, that's the warmth that never runs out if you learn to taste it. So here's your coffee thought for today. You don't have to chase the extraordinary to feel alive. Sometimes it's the original that rescues you when life gets cold. Big dreams are beautiful, sure, but they're built on small, warm, consistent days at a time. That's how you build a life that feels full. The goal isn't to live a highlight reel. The goal is to find warmth in the evening reel. The stuff nobody posts, but everybody needs. If you listen closely, life has its own kind of hum. Like that faint buzz in a cafe when everybody's just quiet existing. That's what peace sounds like. Not silence. Not excitement, just precision. So, next time you pour your cup, take one slow sip. Don't gulp it. Don't rush it. Don't scroll through it. Let it warm you from inside out. Because you can find warmth in the original, and you never be cold again. And that's the brew for today, my friends. I'm your host, Brewmaster, and this was Coffee Thoughts from the Audio Mug Podcast. If this pour filled your cup, share it with friends who might need a warm sip today. Subscribe, follow, pour again soon, because there's always more brewing here. Until next time, stay grounded, stay grateful, and keep finding warmth in your original.